This morning, we have a guest joining us by phone. We're going to talk rodeo this morning. John Young of Orient, Iowa, is with us on the phone this morning. John, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great. I'm ready for the day.
So. Probably kind of tired, I suppose. A lot of travel, a lot of things going on as you're getting ready to participate in the Ram National Circuit Finals Rodeo down in Florida. Pretty exciting time.
Yeah, we got a lot of traveling. We've been rodeoing really hard this winter. It's always nice to go down to Florida and relax for a few days, I guess you want to say. It's kind of like a vacation, but we're working too, so.
It's fun, but it's work too.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of work. You're involved in bull riding is what you qualify as the competition you qualified in. Is that something you really enjoy?
Yeah, it's only 8 seconds of work and you get paid for, I mean, it pays really well. I mean, the danger is there, but it pays good, and it's only 8 seconds, so it works out great.
Yeah, on a per-hour basis, you're doing pretty well, huh?
Yeah, everything's been going good this year.
Yeah. John, let's talk historically a little bit. How'd you ever get started in rodeo in the first place?
My dad, he rode bareback horses, which are like buck and broncos, I guess, if you want to call them, and it just kind of... You pick a sport, or you know, an event, and so I picked bull riding, and started getting on calves and sheep and steers, and then started moving my way up to, you know, junior bulls to bigger bulls, and now I'm here.
So have you just kind of been doing this as long as you can remember?
Yeah, ever since I remember. I remember going to rodeos with Dad, and then you kind of hang around, and then they have sheep riding at a rodeo, and then you get on, and then. And eventually you're going to youth rodeos that have calf rides and steer riding. So, yeah, for as long as I can remember.
Do you do any other events?
Yeah, I've roped quite a bit. I roped all through, like, when I was in junior high and high school. And then kind of as you get older, you got to pick. It's hard to do both. And so I just pick bull riding because I think it pays better.
Yeah. it's kind of the premier event. Isn't that kind of the spotlight event in a lot of rodeos?
Yeah, it's the last event, and it's kind of, it's the danger factor. Well, everybody loves it. I mean, it's man against beast. You're getting, 155-pound cowboy on a 2,000-pound bull, and everybody loves that. They love the fear factor in it.
Well, you know, when they watch a NASCAR race, everybody cringes when you see the accident, but people seem to enjoy some of that stuff as long as no one gets hurt. It's probably the same with bull riding, too. As long as you don't get hurt real bad, they sure like to see that danger.
That's correct. As long as no one gets hurt, they love it, which I guess I do, too. I mean, I guess we're kind of built like that. We like wrecks as long as everybody's okay.
It's the thrill of it. Have you suffered some injuries along the way?
Yeah. Broke three bones in my face when I was in my teens, and then broke my collarbone and tore my groin a couple years ago. But so far, I've had a pretty healthy career. There's guys that break a lot more bones and more serious injuries, so I'm very thankful for that.
I'm guessing bull riders tend to have fairly short careers.
Yeah, if you make it to 30 in bull riding, you're doing good. So that's kind of the lifespan of a bull rider is about 30. Some push it to 35, and I guess there's some that, are still doing it at 40, but there's not very many of those.
Yeah, it's kind of like other athletes. You kind of have to make the money while you can.
That's right. I call it the young man's sport. You get it while you can, before we got to go get 9-to-5 jobs.
Yeah, well, at some point, I suppose that time's going to come, too. But for right now, you're living the life. You're still a young guy. You said you're 22 years old.
That's correct, 22.
And this is the second time now that you've qualified for the Nationals. So how did the last time go?
Actually, the last time, couldn't have went better. I ended up winning it. So.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good. This rodeo is... I think it has almost 100,000 added in each event, and so it pays really, really well. You for sure want to be here in April at this at the Ram National Finals. So,
well, I've talked to other folks who do this type of thing. Some for a living, some just kind of for fun. But the ones that are able to do it out there for a living, the money can be good, but you've got to be pretty good to be able to start cashing in.
Yeah. the money's good, but, like, that's why I love rodeo. I mean, it's the only professional sport, really, that you have to do good to get paid. Just think how good, you know, football and things would be if, you know, if they had to perform at their best, you know, and to get paid, it'd be a totally different game. And that's kind of what we do. We don't get paid unless we win. You know, you have to be pretty good, especially at like this level, when they're only paying, you know, like probably 8 holes, which means they only pay 8 people, and you're riding against 90 guys, you're riding against 100 guys, so makes it tough.
So there'll be that many. There might be 100 guys involved in the bull riding finals.
Not here at the Ram finals. There's only 24 guys involved.
Okay.
But, like, our big rodeos, we'll have big winter rodeos, and they take, you know, 90 guys to 100 guys, and you got to ride, and you got to do good to get paid, so.
Yeah, it would change all sports if we did that on the merit system. Well, now, you told me you're down in Texas, actually, right now as we're talking, because, hey, you got to go where the rodeo circuit goes, and the weather's nice down there. So how often are you riding? Are you riding a couple, you know, once a week, a couple times a week? How often do you do this?
Like right now, it's kind of a busy time. The winter, it really gets busy. We're riding probably 3 to 4 times a week. And then we kind of get a little break. After the Ram finals, we can kind of take a break if we want to. And then from pretty much June till October, it is almost every single day we will be rodeoing. You know, we're all trying to make the NFR, which is the National Final Rodeo in December. And so if you want to do that, you just stay on the road until, because our season's from like October to October, so we can stay on the road from then if we wanted to, but most bodies can't handle a year-round season, so we kind of take in breaks as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks are kind of familiar with, say, for example, football players. I mean, they play once a week because it takes a little bounce-back time for the body just naturally. You guys don't give yourselves a lot of bounce-back time.
No. It would be nice to. It would be really nice to, you know, only ride once a week. Our bodies would feel a lot better and we'd have long careers. But just not the way this game works. Part of our profession is traveling and long hours and late nights, and so that's kind of, I mean, if we want to make good money, we got to stay on the road and go to as many as we can and win as much as we can and give ourselves that opportunity to win.
Yeah, you bet. Hey, when you're learning and getting and working on your craft, of course, you're always working on it, you're always trying to get better. How do you practice? What do you look for when you're riding?
We all want perfection, but perfection is not real in my eyes, but as close as perfect as we can get. It's just, we have training devices. Some are similar to like the mechanical bull you see at like fairs and things like that. But we have other machines that are better for you than those. And then actually getting on real bulls is kind of a big practice for us. We call them practice bulls. They're like a few steps lower than, you know, the professional bulls we get on. So really just to practice, you kind of do the real deal.
You bet. Well, this Ram National Circuit, it's part of the PRCA, correct?
That is correct, yes.
This is, there's a lot of money funneled into this particular one. This is pretty high stakes and pretty high profile, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, I looked and it's like 93,000 added in each event, and you can win a Polaris Ranger and a Dodge truck and all sorts of things comes from it.
You bet. A lot of fun things. Well, you know, I guess when we're all growing up as children and we kind of think about something that, you know, would be kind of fun, wouldn't it be great if we could do that for a career? How much fun it would be if they'd pay us to do it. I guess in that respect, you're living the dream.
Yeah. We're professional. We're like tourists pretty much, and it's awesome. We get to go and see new states every single, you know, sometimes you'll go through, you know, 10 states in a week. Like, it's crazy how much scenery we get to see, and so that's really, really nice, as we get to see a lot of cool places, and we only get to work 8 seconds, which isn't a long time, but then we have to prepare as well. We'll be in the gym for 2 hours a day, and we're trying to eat clean and, you know, keep our bodies in the best shape as possible, because this is pretty rough on us.
Well, you see more in 8 seconds than most of us all do sitting in an office all day, so.
Yeah.
8 seconds, 8 hours, yeah. You're having some fun, but you're having a good time with it. I'm glad you're doing so well here this year and defending champ, so you got a little target on your back.
Yeah, well, I won it in 2013. And,
I gotcha.
I fought some injuries the last couple of years that kind of didn't allow me to go as hard as I wanted to, and so, yeah, hopefully I can repeat what I did in 2013, because it pays way too good not to.
I'm sure it does. Kissimmee, Florida, April 7th through the 10th is the Ram National Circuit Finals Rodeo. And talking with John Young from Orient, he'll be participating in the bull riding competition in those national championships. Hey, wish you the best of luck, John. Sounds like a lot of fun. Hope you stay healthy and hope you have a lot of fun and make a lot of friends and a lot of money.
Yeah, thank you very much.